So good evening, everybody. I first thought we could recap a little bit of what we went through last week. Last week we read through the Gemara on Daf Chavtes Amud Beis as we rapidly approach the next perek, which will be certainly something that I thought would come a little bit sooner than this, but hey. regardless, so we were talking about the idea of sifting flour, presumably for a second time, on Yom Tov, whether that was appropriate, not appropriate, with a shinoi, without a shinoi, whether there was some stuff in there about taking out if a little pebble or a splinter of wood falls in, how to get that out. And the question was sort of what the maskana was in regards to whether this is permitted or not. What we talked about last week was primarily the view of the Rif. We spoke a little bit about Rashi at the beginning, but then we focused on the view of the Rif. The Rif was confusing because the Rif brought both the story with Rav Yosef and his wife and the story with Rav Ashi and his wife. And we talked about the various ways that could be viewed, because the story of Rabbi Yosef is Rabbi Yosef's wife doing this with a shinoi, and Rabbi Yosef saying, hey, I want good bread. And then Rav Ashi's wife doing it with a shinoi, and Rav Ashi saying, you know, what she was doing, you know, she must have gotten from her father's house, and therefore that's, you know, something good to do. So the question is, does he think that this is required to do it with a shinoi, or is it not required to do it with a shinoi, like the story in Rabbi Yosef? And we talked back and forth about all sorts of different approaches, but let's read the Rosh to sort of figure out where he stood on this, because he actually contrasted the Rif to the Rambam, which made a bunch of you, if I remember particularly Gerard, say, hey, I want to see the Rambam. What are you just telling me what the Rambam says? So, no, I understood. That was an embellishment. I apologize. So, says the Rosh, Tana Rabbanan. Which is all quoted in the Gemara, the Vesudur of Yosef, Hava Nahalak, Kimcha Agaba de Mahulta, right, where she would turn the sieve upside down. Amarle Chazida Anarif de Malya Baina, the Vesudur of Ashi, Hava Nahalak, Kimcha Apasora, she was doing it on the table. Amarav Ashi, Hadidan, Brati de Rami Brahamahi, Rami Brahama, who Havashkia Kamed Rav Papa, Mari de Uvda, Vilo de Chazai Bivainasha, had she not seen it there, Lo, Havas, Avda, she wouldn't have done this, Vicholani Uvda, Ashonin Kai, says the Rush, this all discusses only Shonin, Avabatchilas Harakida, Afilo Al Yede Shinoi Aser, but to do the original one, which will actually be. Correct. The original sifting, that will be Aser. That's what we saw last week. We discussed last week in Tosfos. When was there a heter? When was there not a heter? Okay. Right, and we explained the word that way. We're going to see a different opinion, actually, in the Meiri today. But nevertheless, the simple understanding amongst, as far as I could tell, all the Rishonim other than the Meiri is first time and second time, as opposed to something else. So, now, this was a quote from the Rif. This was what the Rif cited in the Sugya. Meaning, he cited the opening Braisa, that ain't shown him. Tanakama says ain't shown him. Rif Apayas and Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiah say shown him. They both agree, says the Rif, brings only this version, that if something fell inside, then you are allowed to. Then we wrote the story of Rav Yosef telling his wife, what are you doing? Or, great job, as we talked about last time. And then we had the story with Rav Ashi, who said, my wife knows what she's doing. So, says the Rush, the big question, Umash Hevi Rav Alfasi Hani Tre Uvdi, that which the Rif brought to these two stories, afal gav de lechora mashma de pligi ahadadi, even though they sound like they argue, because from the case of Rabbi Yosef, what seems to be required? No shinoi. He's telling his wife, what are you doing a shinoi for? There's no need to do that. Whereas in the case of Rav Ashi, he's saying, good job. And again, we saw the various interpretations of this Rif, running all the way from, we saw the Ran's Shita, which was a very significant one, where that he really truly paskins like Rabbi Yosef, but he's telling you it's an okay thing to be machmir, like Rav Ashi, and things like that. And so he says, here's his opinion, right? Right, Rav Yosef, lo ba'ishin of Rashi, ba'ishin, as we said, they seem to be arguing. Umistama halacha k'Rav Ashi, velo haya lo lahavi uvda de Rav Yosef. And he says, the Rif should not have brought it. Omer ani, says the Rosh, I'll tell you what pshat in the Rif is. Disfira de lo pligi ahadadi, says the Rif holds that the story with Rav Yosef and the story with Rav Ashi are not in conflict. Dishinui agava dimahulta lo baya lefisheino nir kadyafe. When you're doing a shinui agava dimahulta, which everybody was a turning the sieve upside down, right. Says that, he says, that is unnecessary lefisheino nir kadyafe. because that doesn't actually properly get prepared for as flour. V'hainu dika'amar la Rav Yosef, rifta ma'al yabi'ina. And that's why Rav Yosef responded saying, I want good bread. Meaning, don't do that type of shinui. Uvegava dimahulta. However, right? Ein hapas yafe. And as we said, sorry, on the gava dimahulta, that's not yafe. Aval shinui de aftora ba'i. But the other shinui, to do it on the table rather than in the bowl, says the Rosh, that you're going to need. Meaning, the Rif is coming to oppose the original shinui of turning the sieve upside down and tell people they need to do a lighter shinui, a smaller shinui, called putting it on the table rather than in the bowl. Udeloka Rambam zal shedima shnehem yachad. Not like that Rambam guy, you know, who said that the two are equivalent. Right? Shekasa v'im shina mutar kegon sherakad me'achorei hanafa o shenirkad al gavi ha'shulchan. Whether you did this one or that one, who says the Rosh. That's not pshat in the Rif. It could be the Rambam, as we said, understood pshat in the Rif, and we dealt with that last time, how that may have been pshat in the Rif, but nevertheless, the Rosh is saying, I'll tell you pshat in the Rif. Pshat in the Rif is say, don't do the shinui of gava de mahulta, and do the shinui of patora. And the Rambam says they're equivalent, you can do either one.
Can you argue the exact opposite on the Rif, that what he really intended to say, the Allah is like Rabbi Yosef? It's not like Rav Ashi. All Rav Ashi basically was saying is, you really don't have to do this, but it's great that you do, because obviously you learn minhag chasidus.
Yeah, that was the run. We saw father. That. That was the run.
Is that what the run said?
Oh, yeah, we quoted it just before.
Oh, okay.
He says the chumrah.
But he wasn't really passing that way. He basically says,
correct.
Very nice.
He says explicitly, Medina da Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. Yeah.
I like the run.
Okay.
Makes a lot more sense to me.
Anyways, that's the way that we saw the Rosh interpret the Rif and the Rambam last time. Let's take a look at the Rambam for ourselves now. Interesting Rambam, and what's going to be probably possibly an even more interesting Rivet. Says the Rambam, Hakemach, Afal Pisha Rakta Meir of Yom Tov, even though you already did the original Harkada on Erev Yom Tov, Behesim Rimenu Hasubin, and you already got out all the bran by sifting it the first time, Ein Miraktin Oso Pa'am Shnia B'Yom Tov, you may not do it a second time on Yom Tov, Ela Imkein Nafal B'Socho Tzror Okesem V'Kayotze Bahem, like the first Chita in the Gemara, unless some sort of rock, pebble, or a piece of wood, a wood chip fell inside, etc. V'im shina, however, if you did a shinui, mutar, it will be permitted, even if this didn't fall in. Ketzad, how will this be? Kigon, sheyirakid me'achorei hanafa, o sheyirakid al gabei hashulchan, v'kayotze b'shinui zeh. Or either that you can do it me'achorei hanafa, or that you can do it al gabei hashulchan, and basically, etc.
So, the first time, he also says, totally, and even if something falls in or something like that, you can't do anything the first time.
That seems to be, yes.
No, the first time.
The first one, the Rambam.
Yeah, sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any machlokas on that?
Yeah,
we mentioned last week. The Rashbam. Oh. Right, because it's different gears than the Gemara. He had a gear so that seemed to imply even the first time would be okay. And we brought that in the Ran as well as in Taisvitz. If you can look in Taisvitz, you'll see it over there. Okay, Zak the Ravid. HaKemach afal pi sherakto me'erev yom tov. When it comes to Kemach, even though you did an Erev yom tov, he's quoting the Rambam, Amar Avraham. Avraham says, meaning the Ravid says, Ani omer shehalacha krib Yehuda ben Beseira v'Rav Papayas. I say that the halacha falls Yehuda ben Beseira v'Rav Papayas she'amru shonin. That they say it is mutter. Okay, which means that, do you need a shinui?
No.
What did Rav Papayas and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira say? No. And then he continues, v'im nafa bo tzror o kesam, aser. However, if something like that fell in, it's going to be aser. V'im shana mutter. And if you did a shinui, then it's going to be mutter.
So
it's hard to know exactly what he's saying. The fact that he says repassing like Rehudim and Rosera for pious means what? That it's mutter to do it even without a shinui. The question then seems to be, what if a tsror or kesam fell in? Then he says it's actually going to be aser. Whose psak is that following in the Gemara? Look inside your Gemaras. Which opinion does that follow?
the Rabbanan.
No.
Nobody?
No. Okay. Follow someone. Someone very important. Ravina, right? Let's go back to the Gemara just to remind everybody. Tani Tana, so on the fourth line, the last word on the line. Tani Tana Kamei de Ravina. A Tana taught in front of Ravina. Ain Shonen Kamach Yom Tov Aval Nafal Tzoro Kesem Bor Biyado. You can't do Shinoi Kamach on Yom Tov, but if a Tzoro Kesem fell in, you can take it out with your hand. Amar Le, Kol Shekain de Aser de Havale Kiborer. He says that's for sure going to be Aser. So whose opinion is the Ravid following? Ravina. He's saying, even though we paskin that without the Tzoro Kesem it's Mutter, because the Tzoro Kesem fell in, it's Aser. That's like Ravina. V'imshana Mutter. But in that, it seems like he's saying, and in that case, if you did it with the Shinui, then it is going to be Mutter. Okay?
What does it mean by Tana over here?
Where?
Tani Tana.
It means the Tana taught, right? You had these people that would go around. Tanas in the time of the Gemara, especially in the time of Ravina, were people who had memorized large amounts of Tanaitic material. And they were sort of the memory banks, and they would go around to the Talmidei Chachamim and tell them, oh, I remember this. And the Talmidei Chachamim would generally tell them what they thought. In this case, Ravina's telling him, you must be wrong.
So as opposed to an Amora. So it's a different interpretation of Tana, obviously.
Correct. It's not Tana like that type of Tana.
Yeah.
Of
course,
He said, in Ravid's time, if you look at some of the Kvoris, when you look at the thing, you'll see each one is Baal Nidorim. Baal this. Each one of them will memorize a Gemara.
Interesting.
So even in the Middle Ages, they still were doing that.
Where yeah. People would, especially when they didn't have lots of printed sets of Gemara. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right, I'd heard that before, but I didn't know it was a real thing. Because you hear people saying this, but you never know if there's actually a historical background to it. Interesting. So let's take a look at the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah does what sometimes people do, and presents some very novel reads of the Rambam. But let's take a look what he puts in here. He gets back to some of the stuff that we discussed already, and he will get to some new stuff as well. Again, including some very, very interesting material on the Rambam, the Ravid, and we'll see people that, of course, disagree with him. Anyways, says the Magen Mishnah, Kemach HaFisha Rakta Meir of Yom Tov, on the first part of the Rambam, Midivar Rabbeinu HaTalameid Sheharkada Rishona Asura B'Yom Tov. Just like we said before, the first time is certainly Asur, V'chein Hela Haraj Bazal, who was one of the Rebbeim of the Magen Mishnah, V'afilu B'Shinoi Asur, and that Harkada will even be Asur with the Shinoi. Okay? The Yisbayer Lachan, it will become clear to you. Mimashukasa Rabbeinu Perak Rishon Kesad in Kotzrin Velo Markidin. V'cheinagu, and he says, because that's also what the Rambam writes, Velo Maraktin. Right, that you can't do actually, that's the first one. V'cheinagu V'ikr. Aval L'rakeid Pam Shnia, but to do it a second time, Shaninu Perakin Sadin, Tanar Banan Shonakam Yomta, Misham Price for Yudhiman Zerah Mishonin, Misham Shonavatol Storke, Sam Shimbotil Shanoso, etc. Shan. Okay, then we have again. Darsh Rav Huna Zuti Apischa Dinar Adon. He continues. Shonu Kamach Yom Tov Amar Le Rav Chama Puku Amar Le Shkila Tivusa De Ahu Gavra Veshadia Chazara Puk Chazi Kama Mahulta Rakdan Bin Harda Devisu De Rav Yosef Havanal Akim Chagav De Mahulta Amar Le Chazi Dana Rifta Ma'alya Bein Aminach Umitoch Kach. So he just quotes basically the whole Gemara. Okay, so we saw up to the end of the case of Rav Yosef. Okay, so we quoted basically the entire Gemara with the exception we skipped over Ravina. And now we've just concluded with the case of Rav Yosef telling his wife Chazi Dana Rifta Ma'alya Bein Aminach. Umitoch kach, says the Magen Mishnah, yesh poskim karef papayas Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Shoshone below Shinoi. Some people, he says, because of the story of Rabbi Yosef, because they read the story of Rabbi Yosef, they say it must be that you don't need a Shinoi. He says, v'zeh das ha-sagos. And that's pshat in the Ravid, shakasvu. Really, shakasav. Amar Avram, ani omer alach Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Pius. Bir divarav. And then he goes off topic, meaning, so he said, based on the Gemara, there are two ways you can easily paskin. You can paskin like the story with Rabbi Yosef, or you can paskin with the story like Ravashi. The story with Ravashi, as we're going to see, is shot in the Rambam. And the story with Rabbi Yosef seems to be how the Ravid paskins. And now he gets off to a tangent. Listen to what he writes. Bir Divarav. What does the Ravid mean when he says, Shonim v'inafal botzror okesam aser v'imshana muter. What does it mean? V'imnafal botzror okesam aser. It says bir dvarav she'aser l'sale katzror biyad. Aval yachal l'shanos hakemach v'yesh lo smach b'gemara. Says the Magen Mishnah. Let's read the Gemara carefully and let's try to think what the Ravid means. V'imnafal botzror okesam aser. What does it mean, vim nafal b'tror or kesam aser? So we would have thought, as we read originally, it means it's aser to be shown it then. You can't sift it out if it has something inside. Why? Because you're going to be, it's going to be either mechzi kibora or whatever it's going to be, as we discussed at the time. However, says the Magen Mishnah, no, look at the Gemara. The Gemara, he says, talks about borer biyado, and Ravina responds that borer biyado is aser. So the way that he reads the Ravid is to say as follows. Amar Avram, and you can jump back to the Ravid now, take a look. Ani omer shalach rabbi Yudim and b'sir v'rapapai sh'amru shonin. V'im nafal b'otzor o kesam aser lehotzio biyad. V'im shana mutter. It could be that he's reading the word shana here to mean not that if you did a shinui, but rather if you were doing shonin. Right? The second time. It could be that's the way he's reading this last line of aser v'im shana mutar. You could also read it as it being permitted with a shinui. It's hard to know how to read that exactly, but that's the way the Magen Mishnah is certainly understanding the Rambam, whether he's literally, the Ravid, sorry, whether he's literally reading the words that way. Again, I can't know, you can't know, but that's the way he's learning it. And he says, yeah.
Is the second time that you sift a totally different malacha than
yes,
the first
cause
time?
Yes, because the subin, the way that it's been presented by the Rishon is that the subin comes out the first time. The bran that's along with it is completely removed with the first sifting.
Okay, so the second sifting
is just going through again and maybe makes it a little bit finer. I don't know what it does exactly.
Consider a totally different malacha.
Yes. Yes.
Totally?
Yes. Yes, totally.
Is the Rambam basically holds that five malachot are permitted on Yontif?
Right, so I want to get to that. Right.
Okay, so it doesn't hold through. Okay, so if you're going to get to
not today. No, I want to get to that next time. I warned them. Yeah, last time. Go ahead.
Because he doesn't hold to Trinamulu Sorek is all inclusive. It's either the malacha is allowed or it's not allowed.
Right.
So if he says it's usher doing it the first time,
mm-hmm.
logic would dictate it would be usher the second time, unless right. it's a totally different malacha.
Right.
That's what I'm.
Right.
Getting to.
Right, so I hope to discuss next time, which was supposed to be this time, but then, you know, we need to see the Rambam, we need to see Shulchan Aruch, we need to see other things.
You could say it's the second time. You could say it's us for the first time, because that is the Malacha. The second time, it just looks like it's the Malacha, because most of the Suvah are already taken out. So the second time, so...
Well, if you're actually doing something which is us, you can't say it's just Mechzike.
Yeah, but you're not doing something like this, because you took out all the major...
Right, so if it's all gone, then yes. But if it's still quantitatively improving it by sorting something out, it's hard to understand why that shouldn't be any...
Well, it depends how you define sifting. Right? You can always argue every time you sift something, you take something else out. How many times do you have to sift something before it becomes unsiftable? You know? So,
right.
Yeah, so if it's the first time you sift it, you could say it's usher. Same time, second time, you sift
it. It's the same malacha. It's the malacha that he ushers. It's not the result.
He's
it's actual
right. He's ushering the action that looks just like Meraki.
Right,
which maybe not. It looks like Meraki, so he wants usher the solution.
I will note, as we mentioned earlier, that according to Rashi, we have to remember the usher was because you did it previously, meaning you should have done this erev Yontif, and that it's a tircha issue, not a mechzi issue. The only mechzi issue is a mechzi kiborer with taking out the pebble. But anyways, getting back to this was the Ravid. He says the Ravid paskins that it's usher to take it out with your hand, but it's mutter to sift it out. But the Rajba paskin, like the other shita, that it's permitted to take it out with your hand. He says he thinks that's pshat in the Rambam. Again, the Rambam makes zero mention of this. So he says the reason what it means is when Rambam makes zero mention of it is he holds it's mutter. Right? Says he didn't mention it, so fine, it's mutter. Then we continue. Umashihitzrich Rabbeinu Shinui Bishalona Falsham Tsror. And why does the Rambam then paskin? Meaning, he brought earlier from the story of Rabbi Yosef, it sounds like we should paskin like Rabbi Papias and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that it's completely mutter. So why is the Rambam being such a big machmir and telling you need a shinui? So he says, Nismach amashe amru sham devisu dervashi avana la kimcha apasora. Amravashi hadidan brater amracham, I love the chalem menashe la havas avda, vizeh hamase nichtav bahalachos. And this final story is also written in the Rif, Umashma de Dafka Bishinui. And therefore, he learns the Rif. Okay, you can add him to the party of all the people he said to learn the Rif. That he paskins, you need a shinoi. The Harajba Zalu Vala Iter iskimu shoshonin below shinoi. However, he says the Rajba and the Bala Iter argue, and they say you don't need a shinoi. So he's saying on the one hand, you have the Rambam and the Rif hold you do need a shinoi.
If something falls in.
No, regular sifting, no falling in. Falling in is mutter without a shinoi.
Okay.
That's what Rambam says explicitly, right? Elaim kainafa was ochotor okesam. But it's normally aser.
We're talking about regular,
the same thing we were talking about the whole last year, which is regular second time sifting if nothing falls in.
Okay.
In that regard, says the Magid Mishnah, you have on one side the Rambam and the Rif who paskin you need a shinoi, and on the other side the Bala Iter and the Rajbo hold you don't need a shinoi.
We're not talking about...
That was previously.
Right, okay.
He paskins that according to the Rambam, you can even reach in with your hand and pull it out, and we're all good, just like the Rajba.
Right.
And that the Magid, and that the Ravid is the one who holds that to take it out with your hand is Aser. And again, this is all outside the text. There's not one mention of Yad in any of those sources.
Right.
But the Magid Mishnah nevertheless makes that into a discussion here. Okay, it's interesting. I brought the Lecha Mishnah here just because he goes through a number of the points that the Magid Mishnah says, and talks a little bit more about them. Then we have the Beis Yosef, who's going to discuss a little bit more about Tzoro Kesam, which is what I brought him for. We're going to be able to see Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go through the Meiri, and there probably won't be that much time left, but we can still talk a little bit about it. Okay. So, fine. Says Alecha Mishnah. Alecha Mishnah, by the way, has a very, very wild read of the Rambam here. It's quite funny, quite ironic even. Says Alecha Mishnah. Kasav Rav HaMagid. Zal. Midivar Abinu Zal Atalame, Charkata Rishon Asura Biyamtov Adkan. Okay, so he says, first of all, let's figure this out. This first thing that he said, that from the Rambam, you know that the first Harkata is Asur, and the second one is going to be Mutter, with the Shinui. Fitzarech Lases Tam Lama Asura Al Yede Shinui. Vechain Tchina Amayla Hutra Al Yede Shinui. So he basically asks this question, which I don't want to get into too much. I really brought it more for the next parts. But what he's saying, but we'll read this quickly. So he basically says that which the Magid Mishnah quoted, that other halacha, the Rambam, that you can't do this stuff. That doesn't necessarily prove that you can't do it even with the shinoi. It's not that maybe it's a malacha gemura and you can never ever do it even with the shinoi, but rather it's not 100%. And he gives the example of dashin, right? Kigon molo melilos, if you're rolling things around in your fingers. Elahachi kamar midamar sham rabinu dechal harkada asura vikan lo nemar shinoi elo leharkada shnia mashma debarishona asura afilu bishinoi. Meaning he's saying, don't think that what the Magid Mishnah is saying, that it's 100% asur because of what the Rambam said elsewhere. But rather, he's being medayik it from here, from this halacha. Meaning, the fact that the Rambam only mentions Harkada Shnia here implies that Harkada Rishon is going to be Asur, not because he wrote in Meraktin elsewhere, though. That's basically what he's trying to say, but here's what I brought him for, these next 2 points. Okay. Or Kasav Rav HaMagid. He continues. Zelashon, no. Vizeh Nire Das Rabbeinu Zal. And this seems to be the opinion of our Rav, Shalokasav Isser Hanatila Biyad, that he did not write the Isser to take it out with his hand. Whose opinion were we following here? He was quoting the Rajba's opinion that is permitted to take it out with hand. He says this seems to be the Rambam's shot as well. He says, Ayin Tamo Beves Yosef Zal, Simon Tavkov Vav. Od Kasav Harav Zal. Okay, now, here we get to the fun part. The Magid Mishnah also wrote, Vizeh Hamaseh Nichtav Bahalachos. And this story was brought in the halachos. Mashma lechora, dekavanaso lahavi siyu al rabbeinu zal mimasha nichtav zeh b'halachos. And he says what he's trying to do is to bring a raya from the Rif to the Rambam, right? As we explained the Magid Mishnah, because the Rif brought this final story with Rav Ashi, the Magid Mishnah is saying we have on one side the Rif and the Rambam, who paskin that you do need a shinoi, and on the other side the Bala Iter and the Rajba. So he says, v'kasha. What we talked about last week, the kasha we brought up, which is, and we repeated it this week, he brought both stories, right? Right, the famous question, which is, why are you saying the Rif paskins like Rav Ashi? Maybe he paskins like Rav Yosef. So he's saying that's not a very good raya to bring. If you're the Magen Mishnah and you're trying to support the Rambam, you know, bring someone else who paskins like the Maskana of the Gemara. Don't bring the Rif. The Rif is a big question, he says. Okay. V'ulay yesh lomar dat harav amagid letarz divrei halachos kedivrei harash. So he says, maybe the Magen Mishnah was trying to explain the Rif like the Rush did. Dinehi deshinui gadol kimo agava demohulta lo tzarech. It's true, a shinui gadol like doing it on the upside down, see, that's unnecessary. Avala pastora varai tzarech. Vilo pligi uvdi ahadadi. And he says, right, so this is how the Rush, as we saw earlier, explains the Rif, to say that you don't need to do the first type of shinui, which is putting it on the upside down sieve, but you do need to do some sort of shinui where it's going to end up on the table. Now, I have a question for you. How's it going to help the Rambam? Meaning, what he's saying now doesn't really make any sense at this stage. Right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says they're equal. What did the Rush say, right? The Rush had this whole comment. The Rush says, I'm learning the Rif like this, not like the Rambam. So that's not a very good way to bring a Raya to the Rambam, if it was me. Listen to what the Lechem Mishnah says. This is the craziest part. V'sover ha-Rav HaMagid d'zohi das Rabbeinu Zal. And he says, maybe the Rav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah holds, that he learns the Rif, like the Rush, meaning that the Rif only requires a level 1 shinui, not a level 2 shinui. And he says he also thinks, maybe the Rav HaMagid also thinks, that the Rambam holds that way. Look what he says. Shekasav, sheyirakid me'achorei hanafa, oh, sheyirakid al gabei ha-shulchan, klomar, listen to what he reads this, o lefachot sheyirakid al gabei ha-shulchan. At the very least, you should do that. He says, Zenir alomar shehavir Rav HaMagid v'divir Rabbeinu, afal pishi harash zal lo havin came. He says, so what did the, he says, in his opinion, what did the Magid Mishnah think? That both the Rif and the Rambam were saying, you don't need a level 2 shinui, you only need a level 1 shinui. Aye, the Rush himself who explained the Rif that way thinks differently. What does the Rush know? Right? So he says, right? Says, even though he's arguing on the Rush, that's what the Magid Mishnah holds. So it's interesting, because we got into the Rambam by saying, and if you read the language, I mean, I'll let you guys judge this for yourselves. Read that last second line of the Rambam in source number Gimel. Anybody else want to read it out loud? Vimshina? You should all read it quietly. I mean, you should be thinking through it. V'im shina muter keitzad kigon sheirakid me'achorei nafa o sheirakid al gavei shulchan v'kayose b'shinui zeh. What do you hold? You hold that it sounds like the Rif, or you hold that it sounds like the way the Rush interpreted the Rambam, that they're equal?
Yeah, Rush.
Right. I think to all of us, we're looking at this and we're saying, this is a very, very tough read of the Rambam. Nevertheless, you could bring a slight smach to it. What's the language that he uses to end off? What is the last three words here? The kayotze b'shinui zeh. If you were the Rambam, what would you write if the two were on equal footing? I might write the kayotze b'shinuiim elu. Why is he writing the kayotze b'shinui zeh? You could make the argument that this is mashma, like the Lechem Mishnah's understanding of the Magid Mishnah's read of the Rambam. Meaning he's saying, sheirakid me'achorei hanafa is one example. O sheirakid al gavei ha-shulchan v'kayotze b'shinui zeh. Meaning it only has to be a level 1 shinui. Now, if you do a level 2 shinui, he's not going to yell at you. Like we saw last week, someone said, chalila to do the second shinui, right? It's usher to do a level 2 shinui. No, 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 no. He's understanding the Rush and the Rif and the Rambam to all be saying, a level 2 shinui is allowed. Nobody's really going to want to do it because it won't end up tasting as good. Right?
Now it's the Rambam's adding more. There could be other shinuim that you're allowed to do, right?
So it's interesting. We were just medayik the opposite. Meaning that there are other shinuim, but that they're like only the second of those two shinuis.
Oh, that's what you were just
asking. Kiyotze, when right, when you stepped out. Yeah, so yeah. It was, right? It's, so we, again, to repeat, we said there's two shinuis that the Rambam gives, right? Kigon shirakir mechor enafa, o shirakir al gabei ha-shulchan. If you were trying to write, etc., what would you write? What language would you use?
Etc. Well,
you would say, kayotze,
bam.
Maybe, bam, or kayotze, bishinuyim elu.
Right.
What are you saying, the kayotze, bishinuy zeh? It sounds like it's going only on the second one. So he said maybe that could be a bit of a raya to the way that he's suggesting it. Nevertheless, I think the stam read of the Rambam is certainly like the Rosh, and the Rosh does, again, not need our haskamas. But nevertheless, I thought it was very interesting how we come full circle here. We come to the Rambam because he's arguing on the Rif, at least according to the way that the Rosh reads the Rif, and we end up turning everybody's shot on the Rambam back into the way the Rosh read the Rif. A very interesting idea, but we didn't get the chance to talk more about the Tzror Okesam. Right? We had this Magid Mishnah in source number Dalid, who said that the Ravid holds that it's Asur to take it out with your hand. The Rambam holds that it's Mutter to take it out with your hand. What's going on with all that? And for this, we go to the Beis Yosef for what is sure to be a fiery argument between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, and probably at this table as well, as to what exactly the halacha is. So he's going to quote us, first of all.
Looking for fiery arguments here,
thank you. Yeah. Anyways, halavai that we should all be involved in fiery arguments of Torah.
I think we need to sift through this, no?
That's being deleted from the recording afterwards.
Yes, please.
Ochel mitoch psoles. No. Anyways, Garcinan Vigamara says the Beis Yosef. He gives us a little bit of background here. And this is the Beis. I am jealous of the pun. What can I say? It's true. It's true. Garcinan Vigamara Sham. Tani Tanakame Ravina and Shonu Kamach Miyom Tavav Nafat Toro Kesan Bor Biyado Amar Le Kol Shekin Da Asher Davale Kibora. Okay, so first he quotes us the Gemara, the opinion of Ravina that we quoted earlier, right? When we were learning the Magid Mishnah, we went back to the Gemara, we said, that's the opinion of Ravina. If I were to ask you first, by the way, before we get to this, what do you think we should paskin like? Should we paskin like the first Lashon in the Gemara, or should we paskin like Ravina? If you were learning the Gemara, how would you paskin?
I think you paskin the last part of
it. Ah, so number one, usually you paskin with inclusion of the Gemara. Number two, right, like Ravashi, right? Also, we like to say halacha ke basrai. And number two, it sounds like the Gemara is bringing this to correct an error, right? That's what it tells us. Tani kana kamed Ravina like this, and Ravina's like, no, fix the mistake. So if you were paskin, how would you paskin? Maybe you'd say it's Asr. Anyway, something to keep in mind. It says, so first he brings you Rashi. Prish Rashi, kol shekein d'asr d'mechzi kibora, bora malacha, kerakada, v'ashone eino marake, charei nira, shakol yotze, v'ein kan subin. Right, again, it's visible that, again, there's no subin coming out this time. Because of Rav Magid Perek Gimel. Here we go. Shelezen iskavin harayvid sham, shekasav im nafal bortzor okesam asr, v'im shina mutter, bir dvarav. Okay, he says, I'm going to explain to you the Magid Mishnah. She asr lisale katzor biyad. Sorry, this is still the Magid Mishnah talking. Bir Dvarav of the Ravid. She'asur l'salek atzror biyad, aval yuchal l'shano sakemach. Aval arash v'pira shumut l'salko biyad, v'zeh nire das rabbeinu shalokasav isra hanatila biyad adkan l'shano. That's the Magid Mishnah who says, again, the Rambam and the Rajba say it's mutter to pick something out with your hand. The Ravid holds it's asur to pick something out with your hand, but you're still allowed to do shonin. Aval hakol bo kasav v'shem harayvid, but the kolbo writes in the name of the rayvid, pam shniya merakdin oso b'yom tov, im lo nafal bo tzror okesam. Aval im nafal bo tzror okesam, ein shonim lerakdo mishum v'demechzi kiborer, v'im shina moter. Adkan l'shono, the kolbo learns the rayvid, that it's not an iser only to take it out with your hand, but what's the iser? Of shonim. To do the sifting. Let's look back at the Ravid again. Okay, jump back up to source number Gimel to the Ravid. How are you reading the Ravid? Do you read it like the Rav HaMagid, who says the Isser that the Ravid refers to is taking it out with your hand, or do you read it like the Kolbo, who says that the Isser is to sift it? So here we go. We'll read it again. Asagas HaRavid. HaKemach HaFish Rokhtim Da-da-da-da. Amar Avram. Ani Omer Shalach Kor B'Yudim Minasir V'Rafai She'amru Shonin. V'im Nafal Botzror Okesam Aser. V'im Shana Mutter. So what do you hear from that? What does it mean, v'im nafa bo tzror okesam aser v'im shana moter?
Makes a shino by the borer.
Ah!
No, so you
interesting.
You do it a second time.
Depends on what shana means, right?
Yeah.
We brought this up. So if shana means to make a shinui, right, then what does the Rambam say is aser? Harkada. To do, not mamish harkada, but shinui. Meaning shinun, right? To do the sifting. So the Ravid, according to that read, will read as follows: V'yunafal botzor okesam asur to do shinun. V'imshana in the shinun then it will be mutter. If you made a shinui on that you were sifting it. Whereas according to the Magen Mishnah's read, it's v'imnafa botzor or kesam aser to remove it, v'im shana, but if you were sifting it, mutter, you can still sift it.
Okay, why is the borer aser in the first place? This is akol nefesh that they're going to be using. So for the opinion that hutranami lisorach, hutranami lo itzorach, the borer should be permissible here.
Right, so we'll talk about that issue. There's a big, big, big taz that I wanted to bring, I think, next week, which addresses that directly. The assumption would be that borer would be usher under such a circumstance. Now, whether that has to do with the fact you could have done it before, which doesn't sound like it, because
we're saying it
sounds like it fell in now.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going to come up with, maybe you should have done the shinun then, and then it wouldn't have fallen in, whatever the case may be. But we're going to have to see that. I didn't look into that. So again, specifically, I sort of left that. That was the next step after we go through this. But certainly it's something that should bother us, absolutely. So that's the machlokas that we have in the words of the Ravid. Personally,
the
Ravid when I...
interpreting the Rambam?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, he's not interpreting the Rambam. Not at all. He's arguing. He says, I argue with you, you're wrong. but anyways, when I was reading the Ravid myself, I read it like a kolbo. But I hear the Magen Mishnah's read, so it's a very, very intriguing machlokas. So this is their machlokas over here. Now we get to the juicy stuff. V'harif v'harash lo kasvu hadiravina. Right, as we saw the Rush, as we saw in the Rif, as we saw in the Rambam, no one wrote a thing about this. And he says, v'yesh litmo aleim v'alarambam lama lo pasku kain d'haravina d'basrahu. Ka'amarla, he's the later guy. Vileka Amora de Poligale. Why wouldn't you paskin like Ravina? He says, the Ravid who paskins like Ravina, that's good. He should paskin like Ravina. What happened to the Rift, the Rush, and the Rambam? What's going on? So listen to what he says. Interesting. The Efter Shem Sovrim, maybe they hold. De Ravina klape masharatza hahu de tani kamela hachmir bishonin kemach mi benetilas tsrar. Amar Lay says maybe he was just going sort of lishitaso. Meaning, Diim Timsa Lomar de Asr Lishanos Kemach, Kol Shekain de Asr Litol Tsror. Because this Tana came in front of him and said that it's Asr to do Shonin in Shonin B'Yom Tov. And he says maybe Ravina was just responding to him and saying, if you're going to tell me it's Shonin is Asr, then for sure it's going to be Asr to do it actually with your hands as Borer. Right? Dehava mashmalei, deha diktani, ein shonin kemach, ein shonin klal ka'amar, v'afil al yidei shinui. That maybe what he thought was that ein shonin means even with a shinui. Aval adidan dekaim alan de shonin al yidei shinui. But we who disagree with what that Tana said in front of him, mihamo de Ravina dilo adif netilas tsror mi shonin kemach. Says maybe Ravina will agree that since we paskin it is mutter to do with a shinui, so too it will be mutter to do borer with the shinui. Okay. O.F. Sharlomar, or maybe, says you can say, that maybe they all do paskin like Ravina. Devadai aser li tol tsror o kesam biyad. That it is for sure aser. V'lo kasvu hua poskim gabe harkadas kemach, lefi she'eno enyin laharkada v'samchu ama shekasvu bedin borer, v'zeh nire yoser. Says the Beis Yosef, I'll tell you what my conclusion is. My conclusion is that ena chanami, they said, this is very nice, we would paskin like Ravina, we do paskin like Ravina, but we don't paskin like Ravina when it comes to Harkadas Shemach. We paskin like Ravina in regards to Hilchos Borer, and therefore, anybody who knows Hilchos Borer will know that you can't do this, so there's no need to bring Ravina here. There's no point in bringing Ravina because you look in Hilchos Borer for Borer, you look in Hilchos Harkada for Harkada. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, Psak, Aser. Says the Darkei Moshe on the spot, and this is what I said, fiery machlokes. V'ein devar of nirim. What's he talking about? Dim hayadatam lesser, hayalahem lefarish behedya. You think, hello, like, when do we ever say this? Oh, you relied on the fact. No. Elavadai nirali demidisasvu shesfirale deshari. Yuchmon shepir sharav ha-magid, magid mishna dasa rambam. He says, just like the magid mishna learned the rambam, just like they didn't say anything, it means because they hold its mutter. How they learn the sogya, the Beis Yosef provided one way of looking at it. We can look at it that maybe, in fact, it was in conflict with the Stam Gemara. Whatever the case may be, the point is, says Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah, no way. And look at what the Look at what the Shulchan Aruch does here. Very interesting. Says Shulchan Aruch, "Ein merakter hakemach betchila afilo al yedei shinui, aval im rakto me esmal v'nafal bo tror o kesam v'rotzel rakto pam shenis mutar af belo shinui." He does say this, so meaning he follows his psak. Now, what does he hold about taking it out with your hand?
Doesn't mention it.
He doesn't mention it. So he's so far in the svar that he wrote in Beis Yosef that the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush didn't write it because this is not his place, that even he's not going to write it. Like, that's already going very far. And, so you see then the Rambam brings both shitas. He says, V'yesh omer demutr lita latzor akes tembiyadov, like the Rajba, quoted in the Magad Mishnah, like the Rambam, like the way that he learned the Rambam, like the way that he learned the Rosh, like the way that he learned the Rif, aval yesh machmirin ve'ostrin, which is really the Ravid brought in the Maga, in the Rava Magid, in the Magad Mishnah, over there in those halachos. So it comes out that the Beis Yosef is so stark that the reason they didn't write it is because they hold that it's Aser, that he doesn't even write that it's Aser. It's like, so interesting. Now, I'm sure there's going to be someone who can, and you can argue this pretty strongly, I think, to say that maybe he didn't actually end up thinking that way, and maybe he did think it was okay.
What did he say? He said, "Im rakdu hakemach betchila afilo al yedei shinui."
That's fine.
"Im rakdu me'asmo, v'nafal bo tror o kesem, v'rotzel rakdu pam shenis, mutar."
Af belo shinui.
Af belo shinui. Right. So if it falls, so he says you can do it without a shinui. Okay.
He says you can do the sifting, not taking out, though. His conclusion in Beis Yosef is taking out with your hand is worse than doing the actual sifting. The sifting is fine to do it then, because now there's something that fell in. But right? It's not... Yeah.
I'm getting confused. There's a few clauses here, right?
Yes.
One is the shinui about...
in general, yeah, correct. Mara,
right?
Plus then, take that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, then it says, im rakdu mekmal, if you did it before, mm-hmm. and something fell in it, okay, mm-hmm. so only way you can take it out... It's mutter af below shinui.
It's mutter to do sifting below shinui. And the conclusion of the Beis Yosef is also that it's aser to take it out with your hand. Meaning the only thing you're allowed to do is larakto pam shenis.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay. I assume sifting is mm-hmm. a lot more of a tircha than just plucking your hand in and pulling it out.
Right. Yes.
When you read this, why can't you understand it? They say you could even do this tircha without a shinui if you know there's a rock or something in there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not necessarily prohibiting you from just, if you could see the rock.
Just reaching in with your hands.
Just reaching in and taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's less of a tircha. I mean, you're talking about quantity, you're talking about...
I agree. The problem is, we have the conclusion of the Beis Yosef. We know that he doesn't hold that way. But as I said, you could totally read the Shulchan Aruch like that. I don't deny that you read the Shulchan Aruch, but when you see the Beis Yosef, whose conclusion literally is, this is Aser, and
so,
I'm relying on the fact that I wrote an Ilchos Borer, then that's what his conclusion is.
So in a sense, just following on Howard, and tell me if I'm wrong, they're in a sense more worried about Borer than they are worried in some ways of Merake.
Yes.
Because it says, Emrak and Kemer Betchila.
Yes.
But with the Evet, you can do it.
No. Betchila means the first time.
Yeah.
Betchila means the first time. It doesn't mean lechatchila b'diavad.
Yeah. Okay, but even then, I'm still wondering whether they're more worried about Borer than they are in terms of
So the answer is that they are, for the reasons that we explained earlier, just a general idea. When you reach in and you're taking something out of flour, that is mechzi kiborer, looks like borer.
Right.
But we saw Sfara that when it comes to shinui, when it comes to doing it sifting a second time,
right.
everybody sees that this what goes in comes out. So there you don't even have a mechzi because everybody knows that when you do it a second time, it doesn't really count. But we're going to see the Meiri. The Meiri also has some stuff on this, which I think is going to shed some light. It's different than what we saw earlier. However, the Meiri has lots of interesting things that he writes in the sugya. He has a radically different view of what is harkada versus putting it through the sieve. Very interesting. Let's take a look at the Meiri, and I think he will help some of what we have in terms of the psak over here. Says the Meiri, Ha'avaras hamkemach benafa biyom tov nechleku ba kama mefarshim. Says a big machlokes. Uladati, in my opinion, osin kein lechatchila below shum shinui. He paskins like who? The story with?
Rabbi Yosef.
Rabbi Yosef. Okay, which is the Rif HaPayas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. The lo shum shinoi u bein nafal azelchot shero kesam, o shalom nafal. Aval harkada, but to do actual harkada, that's aser mipnei shehu kiborer gamor. Because that's borer gamor, that's a big issue. Ishekvar haisa shavi yoser, imirkida me'er of Yom Tov. And you should have done it me'er of Yom Tov. And then listen to what he says now. Umiktas chachme hatzarfatim. And some of these French rabbis, hitiru beharkada, they were matir to do harkada mamish. Which opinion is this? The Rashbam. Ve'af chachme hatosvos me'idin kein al echad migdolehem. He says, and the Tosvos, they even write this about one of their big rabbis. Ve'ein hadvarim nirin. Right? And he says, that's totally not the case. No way. Uvetamod hamarav amru beferosh minayin shein tochnen v'imarakten boshen emar hu levado ye'as telachem. There's no way you're allowed to do tchilas arkada even with the shinoi. Aser. Okay. However, he says to do the second time is going to be mutar. Now he quotes the Rambam and the Ravid. Umigidole hamechavrim pasku. The Gedolei HaMechabrim, which refers to the Rambam, he paskins. She'ein osim kein lechatchila belo shinui, elam kein nafal votzor okesam, fine. Umi Gedolei HaMefarshim, and the Ravid pasku behepech. She'im hayasham tzor okesam, ein osim kein lechatchila belo shinui, shehadavar dome leborer. He learns the Ravid to say that it's usher to do the sifting unless you had a shinui on that. Which was like whose read? The read of the... The read of the Kolbo, the read that I had originally read it as. Avalim lo hayasham tzor okesam motor lechatzchila belo shinoi, as we said. V'yesh mi she'oser ha'avaras nafa bekemach she'enu merukad, mipnei shehu kiborer, v'lo hutra ela bekemach shekvar rakduhu, v'zel lashon shonin. He says, some people write that what's the difference between harkada and shinoi? Is the first time versus the second time. And listen to what he says. V'ein hadvarim nirin li. No. Shelo tafsuhu belashon shonin, ela she'akamach mistama kfar haya marukad. See, that's not actually the case. U'mikol makom laviru benafa, af bekemach she'eno marukad, mutter al hadrachim shebi arinu. He says, but in fact, even if it wasn't marukad, to just pass it through a sieve, that's fine. Apparently, harkada involves an entirely different malacha. So it's interesting. The Meiri starts off arguing against the Rashbam and saying, what kind of heter is the Rashbam giving? He lets you do tchilas harkada on yontif with the shinoi. You know, what a makil. How could they do that? Ein dvarim nirim li. And it turns out that he redefines what harkada is. So that what the Rashbam actually said was mutter, which is to sift it the first time, according to him, is not even a shayla. You don't even need a shinui for that. But he says, whatever the malacha of harkada is, apparently there's some preparatory stage pre-sifting that will, again, cause it in some way to be cleaned out of all the rubbish in it. That, he says, is going to be usher. So again, he learns differently than all the other Rishonim that we saw, in that harkada is a separate melacha.
So there's three steps?
There's not, well, to him, there's really only two steps. There's the pre, and any time you pass it through a sieve. And he says, I don't care if it was already sifted. Okay. He writes that explicitly over here. Okay. So this is a very interesting shita.
And it's proven based on what? Where does it come from?
Nothing. That's just the way he reads the Gemara.
From the words themselves?
Yeah, from the words.
Maruka is different than...
Yeah. Okay, I mean, it just seems that he reads the Gemara that way. It's,
He saw his women doing it that way, or why?
Could be also. Yeah, I don't have any further insight beyond that, but yeah, it's a very interesting thing that he really reads it radically different than all the other Rishonim.
Everybody.
Yeah? Anyways, and then he says, Machlokos elu kulam tluyim b'machlokos che psugyazu u'shamru inshonu kemach b'yomto v'hirushu havaras ha-kemach b'nafa b'shas lisha v'kor la b'lashon zeh. Sorry. Mipnei shekvar nirkat ha-kemach pam rishona achar tchinaso. Says after it was, so here's what he's talking about. Passing it through a sieve at home, he says, is not the malacha. What is the malacha is when right after you grind it, they did some sort of, again, sifting, you know, borer process. Okay, v'tam ha'iser, mipnei she'etcher hayam mi'be'erev. Mishom Rabbi Yehuda Amru Shonin V'nir Atam Yivnei Shabashas Lisha Chashuva B'Yoser. So he says, the reason of the people who are Aser is because you could have done it earlier. The reason of the people who are Mutter is saying, no, you got to do it right before you're about to do Lisha. Shem Tis Acher, because if you wait, Efsher Sheyipo Votzror Okesam. Vishavin, Shem Nafal Tov Votzror Okesam Sheshonin, when he's quoting the Gemara again. Klomar, listen to what he says. Shehari Nira Shebiyom Nafal, V'yev Sherlomi Ba'erev. V'heshivu, and now he quotes the Gemara, listen carefully here. De'adaraba. Bitzror okesam ein shonin dehavale borer gamor ela sheyita latzror okesam v'yado. Back to what you said, to say that no, the iser is on what? What's more machmir, to actually do the shonin with the rock inside, or to take it out with your hand? So we were learning up until now, what's worse? Taking out with your hand, says the Meiri. Punk fakert, the opposite. Right? And that's, again, that's exactly his language here. He says, right? Ain't shown in davale borer gamor ella sheyitol atzoro kesem biyado v'achar kach yinu shevenar dal na'u gula hakel b'far hasi yoliyo shonen ezekamach v'chinu yinu b'shtu shiro b'yosef shayis ha-shonen ezekamach b'shinu y'b'achorei anaf v'amalach hazi yudan ha-riftam al yabinu y'nach klomar she'yat tzricha l'shinu y'. He says, v'afal p'shit tzor shiro v'ashi ha-yosakein v'ashi amar aleha hadidam brat ramacham, etc. Quoting the whole Gemara. Klomar bal masim efter shemitas chasidus haya. He learns like you like the runs pshat and the riff. That's what he passes. Devil kol makom kol makom nira she below shinoi mutter. That's his psak. Ve'af benafal batzror kesam sheharei havaras hakemach benafal nasim below tzror kibetzror v'zehu daas rishon v'ushitas mashigibalnu ba umikol makom harkada asura sheboru gamahu ve'ayachashuv yoser mibaerev aladar shviarnu ushar hapsakim kvar lamata shegulmiotzi minasugya zebeko v'zebeko v'ikrad varam nira lanu kamoshu kasavnu. We have to stop here because we're over time at this point, but in summary, the Meiri presents the read that I think some of us were more comfortable with, in saying that actually doing harkada with a tzror or kesam inside is much more of a borer than simply sticking your hand in and taking it out. That's how he learned the Gemara, against the way, and possibly which ended up being pshat in Shulchan Aruch, even though, again, in the Beis Yosef, he clearly didn't hold that way, which leads him to believe that's not pshat in Shulchan Aruch, but nevertheless, certainly there is such a svara to say that, like we see in the Meiri over here, and his psak was like what we considered the shita of the Ravid, in that it's always going to be mutter, except that he says even if there's something that fell in, it's mutter. He's extremely makel, and he even lets you do it the first time at home like that, because it's already happened at the Shas HaTchina. Shkaya.